بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Using a pillow when sleeping, سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that once نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم came home after performing عشاء صلاة. Thereafter, نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم placed his مبارك head to rest on a pillow which had a filling of husk and straw, to lean against a pillow in a gathering. Shihab ibn Abbad al-Ansari rahmatullah alayhi narrates that he heard from some of the delegates of the Abdul Qais delegation that when they visited Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they found Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the masjid leaning against a cushion. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued leaning against the cushion throughout their meeting with him. Note, it is permissible for an alim or a leader to recline against a pillow during the course of a gathering. This would not be regarded as an act of arrogance or pride. Reward for offering a pillow. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Sayyiduna Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu visited Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu happened to be leaning against a cushion at that time. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu offered the cushion to Sayyidina Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who immediately exclaimed, "Allahu Akbar, Sadaqallahu wa Rasuluh." The translation of which is, Allah Ta'ala is the greatest, Allah Ta'ala and his messenger have indeed spoken the truth. Upon hearing this remark, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Sayyidina Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to relate the hadith which he was referring to. Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied that he was once in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was leaning against a pillow. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam offered the pillow to him and said, "O Salman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive the sins of a believer who in honor of another believer presents a pillow to him when receiving him as a guest so that he may recline against this." Making a pillow out of a sheet and leaning against it, Sayyiduna Safwan ibn Assal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu once visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was leaning against his sheet which was folded into a pillow. In the absence of a pillow, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will use his sheet as a pillow. Reclining against a pillow in the presence of guests, Sayyidina Adi ibn Hatib radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the masjid at that time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam got up and taking Adi with him entered his home. A person came and offered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam a pillow. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.